just around where the all the cafeterias are. There's burgers, there's pancakes, and the candy bars, ice creams, of course. And we're right next to a huge, probably, I don't know, 30-metre steel cage where children are playing cage cricket. In there, there's about six or seven youngsters, all with bibs on, very dark grey bibs, just jogging around in a great big piece of matting that they're playing on because we're on the brick surface. Stuart Robertson, good afternoon to you. You're the commercial director. Now, you have a much more famous role, which we'll come to in a moment, but you are the commercial director here at the Aegeus Bowl. You have been for, what, 8 or 9 years or so. First off, good afternoon. Welcome to TMS. There's lots and lots for the children to do. Over on the far side, there's a big climbing wall. They've got Laser Quest. Was this something purposefully that you intended to make it a family-friendly atmosphere?
Yeah, absolutely was. When we got the scheduling for this match, and it's a great privilege to host a test match, but when we got the scheduling and unfortunately found it was going to be a Sunday start, right at the start of the school holidays, we kind of knew there was going to be a little bit of a challenge, you know, getting the big, big crowds that we hoped, especially on the Mondays and Tuesdays. So we had a bit of a think about how we best engage with that. And we've taken a few learnings from sort of the 2020 area and all of that. So we brought in family activities. And we really want to present this test match, the newest test match ground, as a test match for the next generation, if you like. So that's really where these ideas came from.
When you were ordered the test match and you saw the scheduling and a Sunday start, what immediately went through your mind?
Well, first of all, Sunday was never going to be the problem. That's a weekend day, and we saw yesterday full ground and absolutely fantastic. But we did think, well, goodness me, you know, Monday, Tuesday, that's going to be tough. The first time that's ever been done. So it really was a case of sitting down, making sure we did all the basics right, all the marketing we would normally do. But then beyond that, we knew we'd have to do something more beyond that. And the family piece sort of came out of one of those sort of brainstorming sessions.
And you talk about the family. I mean, there is plenty of things to do, and there will be people for it and against it, of course. As regards the children coming in and getting a sample of Test cricket, is it a case of saying, right, well, come in, the cricket is a sort of extra benefit to a degree, but maybe just sample an hour or two, have a go at all the rides and the attractions that are here. Yeah. Was that your first thought?
That's exactly what it was, because it was a case of saying, you know, let's face it, you know, Test cricket, it's a long day, you know, 6-7 hours, and some children sitting around for that amount of time, it's a bit of a test for them. 2020, 3 hours long, you're going to keep their attention for most of that time, but not, to be fair, not for all of a day of Test cricket, and that was fine. So what we've actually seen is that children are watching some of the game. They're with mum and dad for a few hours, but we can take care of those kids for another couple of hours. And mum and dad can have a kip after lunch if they want. They can watch the cricket in peace themselves. But that cricket coaching we're doing, the Laser Quest, the climbing walls, all of that is creating that family day out in a really safe environment.
Was there a balance to be struck, though, with those, and there will be those, who are around watching Test cricket, maybe even here, because you wouldn't get this at the Oval, you wouldn't get it at Lord's, perhaps those with a little bit more space, like Old Trafford and the like, but was there an element of those who just like to come and watch the cricket with very little else going on, it being a put-off for them?
I don't think it was.
For the core cricket, Test cricket supporter.
I understand that, but I don't think it is, because it's not like we're playing music stings every 4 and 6. It's not like we've got pitch-side jacuzzis. We've sort of tempered it pretty much. And I think, you know, the layout of the Aegeus Bowl is perfect because, you know, we've got the pitch side on the berm, as we call it, this flat standing area above the main bowl seats where you can overlook the cricket, still play some cage cricket, still get on the climbing wall. So I hope we've struck the perfect balance between allowing those who want to focus and concentrate on the cricket to do so, but those who want to have a bit of extracurricular stuff going on, they can do that without disturbing too many people as well.
Has it gone down well?
Yeah, very much so. And we've had some great feedback.
Of course, you're a commercial director, but yes. has the feedback from not just the children, but the adults as well, parents and the like, been positive to you?
It has. One of the tests of that, and so to put some concrete against it, our coaching sessions, we actually asked people to pre-register for our formal coaching out on the nursery ground we got here. We were inundated with people wanting that coaching, booking in before they even came to the ground. So we did it a few days ago. So we know that it's been popular. We know that that's been a good addition. And look, it's the first time we've done this, and we will build on it. And I think this is something we should consider for one-day internationals, international T20s, and tests in the future. There's no reason why we can't continue doing this.
You can hear the screams of the Howzats just behind us. As someone, I'm sure there's no DRS in here, but there's no DRS anywhere, of course. The covers are being brought on, I'm afraid to say. There's only one or two bits and spots of rain, nothing hugely threatening. And those dark clouds that were looming a little bit earlier on have just passed over. So we're fairly positive that we'll have a prompt resumption at the end of tea. One of the bands, the Yorkshire Tea Band, is just going to play a few tunes in front of us. Stuart Robertson, our guest, during the tea break here on Test Match Special. I mentioned that you're...